So we are going to take a break, a little bit of a break from our series, and talk about choosing thankful today. It's Thanksgiving this week. I got a little bit of feedback, high-end feedback on my mic, if you can pull that back just a hair. Last week we talked about people on mission stick to the mission in the face of conflict. So no matter, and conflict comes in all different types of shapes and sizes and things against us, right? And a lot of times it comes like comfort, even, right? We think about persecution, but like comfort can be some of the things that pushes us farther off the mission than anything else. But we ended last week with a point saying that we have to choose an attitude of praise and worship to stay on mission. If we want to stay on mission in the face of conflict, you have to choose an attitude of praise and worship. And we saw that from the apostles, right? Like they had been flogged because they were preaching the name of Jesus in the courts. And immediately after this horrendous beating that they received, what do? They praise God. Mm-hmm. And they thank God that they were counted worthy to even be persecuted in his name. Right? That means they carried his name so well that people were afraid. That's an amazing thing, right? And we know that if we want to stay on mission, we have to celebrate. We have to be thankful to God. We have to praise God, and we have to keep that as part of our culture continually. Worship is one of our core values, and not just worship as far as like singing and playing music, right? But worship is that daily act of telling God, I want to serve you. I thank you so much for what you do for me. We love you. You know, I hope that my life brings a smile to your face. And every action that I do today, every moment, it brings a smile to your face and makes you proud, right? We want to be a people who make God proud. We want to be a people who choose to be thankful even in the difficult times. And so we're going to kind of be going verse by verse. Today, we've just kind of handpicked five or six verses that we're just going to go through and just kind of highlight what this looks like and the importance that Scripture places on that attitude of thankfulness.
Yeah. You know, gratitude is an interesting thing because I think sometimes we think of gratitude as like an emotion, like an overwhelming, you know, like, oh, I'm just having a really good day and I'm just feeling so grateful. But the reality is, when we look into Scripture, we see that not only does it go deeper than that, but it provides us when we have, pardon the phrase, attitude of gratitude. When we have an attitude of gratitude, it does something for us. And so there's a reason why God throughout Scripture sets up parameters for his people in the Old Testament and in the New to remember what God has done and to say thank you and to practice gratitude. And so we're just going to go, we just kind of went through Scripture, and it's a little bit different today. It's more of a devotions, not necessarily a, you know, like we usually do, but we're just going to look at a couple verses together that mention gratitude and see how does that apply to our lives, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, right? And Thanksgiving is, you know, usually about turkeys and stuffing, and it will be about that today at 12. We want to capitalize on what's happening in our culture right now, even in secular culture, that says, we should be grateful. I think it's really interesting, even that attitude or that perspective of gratitude is interesting just for the secular culture, because who are they thankful to? They don't even know, right? I'm just grateful, thank you, but who are they even saying thank you to? So we're just going to look at this today. So we're just going to read a few different verses. They're not in the same chapter. There's notes in your bulletin if you want to fill things out or take notes on what we say. But this first verse I love, it's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. They'll be up here as well on the screen. We're going to read this together. And can we read this literally together, like out loud together? It's a short one, all right? Can we do this? Everyone's like, here we go, all right? Here we go. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I love this verse. I love that, by the way. That's like my favorite thing. I grew up in a really traditional church, and so it just brings me back to those days where we read scripture together. But I love this verse because it says, give thanks in how many circumstances? All circumstances. Every single one. And I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of circumstances happen in my life, right? And a lot of circumstances even happened this last week or, you know, in the last season of life. And there's times where gratitude is sort of a natural, you know, after I had my babies or, you know, that honeymoon phase of my marriage. I'm just so grateful. I just feel so grateful. And then comes the hard part, right, of like keeping a marriage healthy or raising up children or just the day-to-day paying the bills and, you know, all that sets in. And I love this scripture because it's so clear. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. And the first point we want to make for you today is that gratitude is a choice, right? It's 100% a choice. Because there are some of you right now that are walking through the thick of it in your life. You're going through it, whatever it is. And maybe you're on the brink of, you know, something's going to happen. You're hoping it turns out the way you want it to, but it might not. That's just a reality of a broken world, or maybe you're just struggling. And I'll tell you something. This scripture is a command. He says, you rejoice always. Give thanks. That's a command to God's people. It says, in all circumstances, no matter what you're going through, it is your choice to practice gratitude. And I'll tell you, this spoke to me so much just a few years ago. I was just going through some stuff personally, and I read a book called 1,000 Gifts. Really, really great book. And she basically went through a struggle in her life. She had a lot of hard things happen to her, and she just started writing down every day 5 things she was grateful for to Jesus. And they would do it as a family, and she got to 1,000 things. You had to get pretty specific. If I asked you to list 5 things, you might be like, my house, my dog, my 3 kids, and my husband, or whatever, right? And then you're like, okay, and then I'm thankful for the, you know, it just, you have to really start thinking deep. And so this really changed her life. And so gratitude is a choice. And we're going to talk about when we choose gratitude, what does that do for us? Why are we instructed to choose it? God's not just like, well, suck it up and be grateful. Okay, that's not what he's saying. And so Cody's going to read a verse as well.
Yeah, we're going to read the Lord's Prayer together.
Together.
Yep.
Ready?
Matthew 6:9-13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So this prayer, which most of us probably know and most of us have memorized and said it a million times, this prayer, the last year, I don't even know what it was, but something talked to me about maybe a person or a book or something, but they talked about the importance of this prayer. And so I committed to praying this prayer every day for a month, and that this would be the start of my day, and it would encompass my whole prayer time. And so I would break each section down. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I'd stop there, and I would expand on that. And then I'd go to the next part and expand on that. And you know what? I think often we just say this prayer and we think, our Father in heaven, yeah, your name is holy. And then we move right on, you know. But if you can stick on that, what Jesus is teaching us here through this prayer is that when he says, this then is how you should pray, you have to start with an attitude of gratitude towards your Father in heaven. You have to start by saying, God, you are so great. You are so mighty and awesome and holy. Nothing compares to you. This is what starts this prayer. Because you know what? Gratitude will correct your perspective. Mm. How many times do we go into a prayer time and it's like a wine session? Right? And it comes across like, if you could record yourself praying half the time and listen back, do you think you would pray that exact prayer again? Right? It's often like, okay, God, it's like a bail me out session. Like, I know I haven't maybe talked to you for a while, but maybe right now if you could just come through, that'd be really great. I really need you right now, right? Like we do that, or it's, oh, God, I'm so tired today. Can you please, you know, or we pray like that. We pray out of exasperation. We pray out of, out of all these emotions, right? And we so often forget to start our prayers with that attitude of thankfulness, with choosing to start with thankfulness. Because, again, what that does is it completely realigns your perspective. Yeah. You can't whine to God when you start off thanking him for what you have and thanking him for who he is in your life. And it changes the way you pray for other people.
Yeah.
Right? It changes the way you pray for certain situations because you know God is good. And it takes the fear out of it. Because often, too, we come to God in fear. And we pray prayers out of that fear, saying like, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm scared. Or maybe somebody's sick and you're praying for them. Or maybe there's been an accident or who knows what. Right? And we pray these prayers out of fear, but if we start even those prayers, then we know God is mighty. God can overcome all of these things that I'm about to ask him for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that attitude of thankfulness corrects our perspective.
Yeah, anyone need a perspective shift? Raise your hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, daily I think we need that. It's really important. This next verse is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. We'll read this one together. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I love this so much because it shows us that gratitude is a gateway to peace. Do you see that in that scripture? He says, you don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And when I read that, I read that gratitude dissipates anxiety. Amen? Gratitude not only gives you the perspective shift, but it dissipates anxiety. Because really what most times what anxiety is it's a doubt in God's goodness. Lord, are you still going to be good toward me when I'm feeling stressed or when I feel out of my control, right? That's that kind of anxiousness that he's talking about here in Philippians, that doubting of God's goodness. But when we come and we say, Lord, I'm choosing here an attitude of thankfulness. I'm going to come with thanksgiving and present, you know, I'm anxious. So instead, I'm going to come, I'm going to present my request to you, but I'm going to do it with thanksgiving first. Ahead of me, this says, and the peace of God will guard your heart. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Isn't that awesome? It's a gateway to peace. And so if you're struggling with anxiety or depression or just doubting or overwhelmed with the effects of your life or what's going on in your life, I love this verse. It's so clear. It just says, when you practice gratitude, it's a gateway to this supernatural peace. And peace is not, oh, it ironed out all your circumstances. Peace is, there's a storm going on, but I'm still good. Like deep in my soul, it might be, a wreck around me, but deep inside, I know that God is good. You know, I shared a few weeks ago when my dog got lost and this, you know, crazy thing, and I was out there searching for this flipping animal at 11:30 at night, you know, by myself, and coyotes are yipping, and it's just like chaos, and it's been 2 days and we're struggling and I'm feeling moments of like, all right, we're all right. And then moments of panic, right? Like, what if he doesn't come home? Well, what does that mean? And it's just a dog, right? But then you go back and forth like, it's a dog, but it's our family, but it's just a dog. Who cares? You know, and I just remember I shared with you a few weeks ago that God just said, you know, Ashley, to trust me is to do your part and to know that I'm doing mine. Know that I'm doing it. Now, don't even doubt if I'm doing my part. And in that moment, it dawned on me, it doesn't really matter if Bruno comes home or not, right? I mean, that would, either way, it's hard for us because he's super annoying sometimes. And then, you know, if he's not there, then it's like, he might not come home. It might not work out the way that I wanted, but God is still good and he's still doing his part.
Amen.
And all those promises in scripture that say, you know, he works for the good of those that are called according to his purpose, of those who love him, you know, and you're never alone. He's with you. He's always working. He's always doing something in your life. Those things are true. And if I'm going to live a life that has that kind of stable foundation of peace, despite what's going on in this broken world, no matter politics or earthquakes or whatever that's happening, then I have got to choose gratitude. That's what's going to lead me into that foundation, because when your perspective shifts and you realize, okay, no matter what the bank account says, God is good and I'm not doubting him. He will come through. He always comes through. And you know what? That might not look the way that I would be easy just to wake up and there it is. You know, oh, easy. He's still good. He's still at work. And when you can come before him and say, God, you're so good. Remind yourself of the goodness of God. It's a gateway to peace. Every time, every single time for me, when I have been struggling with anxiety, even debilitating anxiety, right? Sometimes just even to start writing down what I'm thankful for. And I've counseled people in ministry that just struggle, right, with that physical symptoms of anxiety. And I'll tell them, just keep a notepad right next to you at work or wherever you are. And you start feeling that, just start writing it down. This is what I'm grateful for. And dig deep. Get through the first, 10. That can be kind of easy. And go farther. You know, start looking out the window and start just reflecting on what has God done in my life? What has he brought me through before, even? What am I so grateful for that I've experienced that he's rescued me from? It is a gateway to peace. Anybody needs some peace, right? This is the way to get it. He says, don't be anxious. Present your requests to God. Bring them to the Lord. He wants to know. He knows what's going on, but bring them with thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right, our next verse is Psalm 9:1. Let's read that together. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. So from this, we can pull that gratitude should lead you to tell your story. Who are we at Village Church? We're storytellers, right? I'm so glad that people answered.
That.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we?
I was like, oh, if they don't answer, what are we going to do?
They didn't
okay,
catch it.
That's good. That's good. That's so awesome. Yes, we are storytellers. We exist to tell the story of Christ, our story with Christ, so that others can have their own story with him, right? So that's what this verse is telling us. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Gratitude should lead you to tell your story. And you know what? Guess what we're going to do today?
What?
It's testimony time. It's testimony day today, right? So as we're reflecting this morning on all these things, right? We've asked you twice during the worship time to reflect on the good things that God has done. The reasons why you can praise him, right? And now, after we're finished up here, you're going to have the opportunity to tell that story, just as this verse is telling us, I will give thanks to you, Lord, and I will tell you, I will tell of all your wonderful deeds, right? So we're going to have an opportunity to do that. We have to share the story. We have to share our story. And if our story is a story of hopelessness and regret and depression, that's not a story to tell, guys. Right?
Yeah. Amen.
That's not a story worth telling. We have a story worth telling, and that's what we have to reflect on. We have to reflect on the good, the amazing things that God has done for us, because that is what our story is. We can take a look at our life, and we can take a look at who we've been, our story before Jesus, and we can say, I was lost, and I was broken, and I had no idea which way to go. I didn't think that anybody could love me in this life. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that I had a purpose or a direction or a call on my life in any way, shape, or form. I had no idea who I was or why I was here. I was absolutely lost. And then I found Jesus.
Yeah.
And it can't stop there. Because what does Jesus do for us? What has he done for you, right? He's changed that story. You're not broken, you're redeemed. You're not lost, you are found in him. You are made complete and whole and holy in him. You have a purpose, you have a mission, you have a call on your life, absolutely, that can only be given through the person of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that is a story worth telling, guys. Mm-hmm. We have a reason. We have a reason to hope.
Yeah.
We have the reason that this world needs so desperately. We have the reason that can push aside every protest going on in this world right now. We have the reason that can give hope to those who are hopeless right now, the disenfranchised, those who are freaking out about what's going on in our country right now. Jesus is the answer for those people.
Mm-hmm.
No political party can do that.
That's good.
Only Jesus. We exist to tell that story. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Next verse, Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, Let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence. And I love this verse. Guys, we have so much to be thankful for. Look at that. Oh, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, we are constantly receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's what Jesus did for us. That's the new kingdom. That's this new world that we can live in our own lives. It cannot be shaken. Nothing that you're facing right now in your life has anything on what Jesus has for you. The foundation that we have in Jesus, nothing can come against that. There's those pictures that I love of lighthouses, right? And they're out, and there's huge waves that just come crashing over the top of them. And sometimes those waves are the height of the lighthouse, and that lighthouse stands firm, right? That lighthouse tells a story. Mm. That lighthouse shines that light so that those that are lost in that dark sea being tossed around by the waves can see which way to go and can see an area and a foundation that cannot be shaken by the world around them. That's who we are. We have that. Do you know that? Do you know that you have already received the kingdom that cannot be shaken by any of the circumstances in your life? Do you own that? Tell me amen if you own that. Do you own that? That you have a kingdom in your life that cannot be shaken. Nothing, no weapon formed against you can stand, guys.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. That's what we have in Jesus Christ. That is the promise. We still go through some difficult times, but you know what? That never shakes who we are at our core.
Yeah.
The world around us might be blowing up. But who we are in Jesus, that foundation, can never, ever be shaken.
Yeah.
Amen? Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. Isn't that an amazing promise that we have, that we can stand firm in that?
Yeah.
That is a reason to be thankful,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there was a time in my life when I was just feeling very spiritually attacked, is sort of the language that we use for that. In the church, and just felt like every single thing around me was crumbling. You know, you ever had those seasons in your life where you're like, come on, can I get a break? You know, and I just remember being overwhelmed with anxiety and being worried and frustrated and all these things. And I just remember God telling me that even, you know, Satan likes to make us think that he can win. He likes to make us afraid and distracted and frustrated about things, and to sort of get us out of that attitude of thankfulness, because he knows he can't win. And so if he can get us discouraged in it and make us think that he can win because this brokenness happens to us or whatnot, he can kind of take the wind out of our sails, right? And kind of dampen that lamp that God has lit in us. And I love what we're going to do today, because we're going to share what we're grateful for. And it silences the voice of the enemy. That's what I just see in here, is that if there's a spirit of discouragement, you know, when someone gets up and says, this is what God has done in my life, it's like all of a sudden the perspective of the church shifts, not just yours, but when we share with each other, this is what God's doing, then the other person in the back that is struggling can also begin to experience that perspective shift that peace comes over them. It's amazing the way that God has set up the body of Christ, right? So we're going to share today, and the question that we want you to answer is, what are you thankful for? And maybe what has God brought you through even in the last 6 months or a year? Like, what's fresh that you can thank God for? And so we're going to have Craig walk around with the microphone, and if you just want to raise your hand and just, I know it's weird, it's not weird actually, it's so
not
good.
Weird.
It's not weird. I know
not
it can
weird.
Feel weird, and you can start to feel the tension of like, should I share? Yes, it's a safe place, don't worry. So
tell your story.
Of course, Matt's going to go first. We're going to give you about 30 seconds.
He just walked up and handed me the mic. I didn't even raise my hand. I'm just super grateful this year. My mom and grandparents moved down to Red Rock. I have an amazing childhood memory with my grandparents. We traveled, and we just so many memories with them. And I've left home after graduation, and it's been 14 years. And just having them here for not only me to be with them, but for my kids to experience life with them, just super grateful this year. And you know, we can do Thanksgiving and Christmas together, and that they can have those memories too. So I'm just super grateful for that.
Awesome.
Good job. 30 seconds. Anyone else can have more time. I just have to rein my husband in. All right, guys, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everybody here. I've gone through some serious life changes in the last several months, and I could not have done it without God, Ashley, Cody, my family, and a lot of other people here, Barbara. It's a new beginning for me, and I'm looking forward to what's going to be coming. So, but I'm thankful for everybody here. This is a great community. I love it.
I'm thankful that my wife, Deborah, who isn't here today, she has a migraine, but she underwent a shoulder surgery recently. And originally the doctor said there was so much damage in her shoulder that after surgery she wouldn't be able to use it for at least a month and a half, and then therapy would start. But when they actually went in there, and after much prayer, they didn't find what they thought they'd find. And just a little bit of inflammation was taken out, and a week later she started therapy.
Praise the Lord.
And she's about 2 weeks left of therapy, and she'll be good as new.
Praise God.
Or better.
Yes. Don't be shy. There's lots
we got
to be
lots of time.
For.
Got lots of time, guys.
I'll go.
I'm very thankful for everybody here. I began this morning when we first prayed by actually I was thanking God for all the good things in my life and all the bad things that had a purpose behind them and for him always being there to help me up. I do struggle with anxiety. I've been medically diagnosed. But YouVersion has a great app. Stop it, don't worry. And I realized that what I was doing was I was doubting God, and that was a sin. And I've learned to kind of let it go. You know, it's common for those for it to come back in, and me have to check myself and just say, no, this is okay. I have no control over it, and it's going to turn out the way it's going to turn out. And I'm grateful that I don't have to control it. And so that's what I'm thankful for.
Awesome. Craig walks by and asks if I want to share. I'm like, no, I don't have anything to be thankful for today. I'm cranky. But then I remembered how I have this amazing two-year-old who 2 weeks ago was badly burned in a fire and suffered third-degree burns on her hand and second-degree burns on the backs of her legs. One of her legs was so bad, they thought she was going to have a skin graft. Thankfully, we didn't have to do that. Last Tuesday, we went back for a redress of her hand. That's the only dressing she has left. And that dressing had to be redone again, and we're supposed to go back on Tuesday. But I saw it this morning, and it looks amazing. It looks, I mean, obviously you can tell, but when we left the redress, one of the guys asked for a high five, and I mean, she has this damaged one, and then she has this perfect hand, and she just like slaps with the wrapped up hand and like no flinching, no nothing. So I'm just like super grateful that she is the bravest person I know and such a trooper, and we're gonna survive this. So
amen. And that was so cool, because we've been talking about miracles here at Village Church, and we prayed for a miracle, right guys? Remember that? We prayed 2 weeks ago and God did it. So we're so, so grateful to him as a church too.
Yeah.
For that. Who else?
My mom just said she's have to rein me in. Forgive me. But I'm thankful for God's pursuit. Mm. And that's a word that I've learned over the course of my life. At 10 years old, I told my mom, I was in trouble, I can't remember what but I said, come get me, and thinking she won't, barefoot, she ran me down the street and pursued me. I'm a police officer, been a police officer for 10 years, and I've been in my fair share of pursuits, and a handful of them have been in that, I'm going to get you, like, no, I'm going to come get you, and just at any and all costs. But I really didn't grasp the idea of pursuit until I had kids myself. I've got three kids, and the reason we have three is because we don't want four. we were outnumbered at home, but how you invest in your children, and what there's nothing that you won't do. You know, you're only having as good a day as if your kids are having a good day, you're having a good day. But you know, if you can only be as happy as the other one is sad. You know, if you're one of your kids is having a bad day, you know, you're just invested. You pursue that child, and I haven't realized it over the course of the last 15 years. I gave my life to Christ 15 years ago as a teenager, and he's been pursuing me my entire life. And when I thought he wasn't there, when I wanted to give up, when I was frustrated, when I was anxious, everything that we've talked about today, frustration knocks you down. It beats you up. It isolates you. You fill in the blank. It does it. We've all been there. We've all got our story. And in the middle of it, when God silences everything, when you feel like you're just done, God says, I'm still here. Let me actually introduce myself to you, and let me introduce my son to you. And so God has been pursuing really me and my family. Tangibly, we can really, really sense in the last couple of years, and he's absolutely brought us to a point where we look at Jesus and go, you're our everything. You're not just our hobby, this thing we do on Sunday. You're 24/7, and so I'm thankful for a God that doesn't give up on us, but He actually pursues us, and really wants to show us there's a reason I created you, and let's tap into that, and let's bring the kingdom here, make it tangible, you know, here on earth, not this place that we go one day. So
that's good.
Cool. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sonia, and I am grateful for some of the words that Cody said last week. He said that you are the answer to somebody's prayer, and that really shifted my perspective. I take care of my father, my parents live with us, and I struggle with that, we all do. And when Cody said that, it totally changed my perspective that I'm the answer to somebody's prayer for taking my dad out of a nursing home, bringing him back with family. And even though it's a struggle for Mitch and I and for my children to have our parents live with us because it's a constant demand for him, it just really helped me, especially throughout this week, that I'm the answer to somebody's prayer. Amen. And it just really shifted my perspective and my heart. So I was grateful for that, Cody. Thank you.
Awesome. Amen, Sonia.
And he is going to equip you to be able to do that excellently.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to make sure that he's going to reward you. He's so proud of you for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, just know that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I tried to stay quiet. I could. Hi, my name's Alicia, and I first and foremost am grateful for this place. I drove 12 hours straight last night just to be here this morning because it was the only way I was going to get to this church because the way the schedules, my aunt flipped the schedule on me because I'm going to Palm Springs right after Thanksgiving, and so last night I was in hot pursuit to be here. And so I got in at 3 a.m. and slept about maybe 3 hours, and Ashley was, I was just so grateful for her. She was happy when she answered the door at 3, so, and so I'm just grateful to be here. And honestly, that pursuit that God has for you is so true, because on the drive down here, I mean, I was leaving Sacramento, and I've been feeling hopeless. I've had quite a journey. In fact, I'm sure you guys have heard parts of my story. I'm the girl that was the hot mess, was lost and now saved. If Ashley talks about her, that's me. But I was feeling hopeless, and I was even having that conversation in the car on the way down, and Cody said that exact word, we're not hopeless today. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes God needs you to drive 12 hours. Sometimes God needs to take you out of your comfort zone and pursues you in the hard stuff, because that's what grows us. And I realized, like, I needed to get out of my normal. I needed to get out of my comfort and get out of the middle of the chaos and the middle of the hopelessness and come someplace and have peace in the middle of nowhere. Actually, I was like, are you sure you don't want me to get a room when I come in? She's like, a room? There's nothing. There's, we don't even have a gas station. And I was like, wait, what? Where am I going? So I'm just grateful to be here. And I want you all to really know how blessed you are that you have my Ashley and Mike and Cody. I don't know Cody that well, but I know he's great. So
good. Thank you.
Okay, I'll go. Let's see. I have got a ton of stuff to be grateful for. And if I started spelling it all out, we would be here until Black Friday. So I'm not going to go through everything. But
because he's going shopping, so it just would have to end.
No, I'm not. No. I don't do crowds. I'm staying home. Yeah, I do all my shopping online. Thank you, Amazon. I had, coming home in April, I had like this whole idea of what my life was going to be like here, and it has not turned out anywhere near the way I thought it was going to go. But it's going good, and I am grateful for that. I got a job, so I'm grateful for that. My job switched my hours so that I can be at church, so I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. My idiot son back there he is. Yeah, he's here, which honestly I did not foresee happening. And he's, you know.
We're all so grateful for Carl.
Yes.
It's, love Carl.
Yeah. It's funny, in our old church in Sacramento, I was known as Sarah's husband. And for the first couple of months after I got here, I was known as Sarah's husband again. Until Carl moved here, now I'm known as Carl's dad. So, yeah. But just, you know, him being here and being a part of this church and a part of this community, it's a really good thing for me to have that in my life. And I'm very grateful to God for that. Pretty much every day. Not every day, though, because sometimes, you know, it's teenagers, but yeah.
Good.
Anyone else?
I'm horrible at speaking. I have a lot to be grateful. I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to be here today. I've had a rough last couple of weeks. I just moved out of Red Rock for my job. And I've had a lot of help from the community, even just trying to get a playhouse out of my house or borrowing a dolly or childcare for my little one. And I'm so thankful. It's been very stressful. And but I'm so grateful for everything, you know. We have, my child got sick immediately after we moved. He was sick. I had to miss work for like a whole week. But we're all in good health now, and I'm happy to be here.
Good.
And I am grateful just for every day. Every day, my family. And everyone around that has helped me. And thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I just like to say that I am really grateful for God's provision. He's provided for our family under a lot of circumstances, financial opportunities for service, just spiritually for, you know, our relationship. It's endless, the provision that he's provided. I know last time I spoke, I had spoken about our trying to get pregnant. And we ran into a couple of snags financially with how things were going to come together. And God really blessed us by, you know, providing a bonus to be able to make a payment towards our trials and getting pregnant. So that was a real blessing, and it just shows that you know, even though we don't know where it's coming from, God's got a plan and he's going to work it out.
Amen.
And he did. And that gives us more hope and more faith that he's going to bring this prayer of ours to fruition. A lot of the times I struggle myself with complaining and not having that gratitude. And God's provided an opportunity for me to be of service. And when I'm of service, I get out of myself and I get out of that deep, nasty perspective that I'm so prone to have sometimes because I'm flawed. And that's what happens. But God gives me that different perspective by being able to reach out to somebody to be able to help in a way that I can, whether it's offering a ride to a program or being able to participate in getting children, you know, foster children, something for Christmas. But he provides those opportunities, and mm-hmm. I'm able to get out of myself and get a different perspective. You know, he provided for, my husband spoke about, you know, his hours. He was on a shift schedule, and that was really rough for him and for I and for us to be able to spend time together and, you know, with so much going on. But he changed the schedule, and now at least we have a set schedule, and we know when we're going to be able to spend time together. And so we try to be intentional about that time. So God really does provide provision. Sometimes we may not see it right away, but you also have to remember to look for it because he's always providing you something, and to really recognize and be grateful for that. So I'm just so grateful for God and his provision today.
Amen, sir. That's great. All right, we want one more. One more. All right, in the back, Jesse. In the back.
Hi. I kind of snuck in a little late. Sorry. So I am grateful for so much here. All of you guys are just wonderful. I have never felt this sense of community, this sense of family. Mm. The body of Christ is complete in here. Mm. And it's just awesome. It's so awesome. Yeah. And I feel like God is speaking so many awesome things here within all of us.
Yeah.
He's speaking to our troubles, our doubts, our fears. And he's saying, step out in faith, be brave, be courageous. And I could just, I feel the love. I feel wonderful. So
good.
I'm so very thankful for all of you guys here.
Thank you.
And then recently, most recently, my husband was in a car accident.
Sorry. We're going to have a little musical.
And he's here today, but
yeah.
Olivia's playing on the outside. So, and like right after, he went to work the next day.
Mm.
So he's like, oh, my car's totaled. And I'm like, what? But you're okay? I'm just in shock, so.
And we prayed for that too, guys. Remember that morning? I think, Jess, you were a little bit late, but we all prayed for
a little
Patrick.
Bit late. Y'all can pray for that. Yeah. Pray for that for me to be on time, please.
So funny.
So last night we had three girls having a sleepover, so that was fun.
Yes.
So that's my excuse today.
It's okay.
I'll run
okay.
with it.
You're here.
So anyway, so very grateful. And yeah, with his car accident, it was kind of like, oh yeah, he's fine. Okay, we move on. We've got other things to pray about because everything was like so great. I was just thankful. So
that's awesome.
Anyway.
Awesome.
Thanks, I love you guys here.
Even just hearing these testimonies just starts to, you know, align my own perspective. I have to tell you, I had a grumpy week. Everyone ever just have a grumpy week? I just was. I'm like, what's wrong with me? And this, just being here with you guys, I feel like reset. Even just right now, reading these scriptures together and hearing these truths, I'm hearing as I speak as well. And hearing what you're grateful for and how God's at work in your life is amazing, absolutely amazing. And so many miracles happening. I just hear these things. And I think we talked about this before, but sometimes we kind of just brush on by miracles. You know, like our leadership at a leadership meeting prayed over Craig that he would get a different schedule. And he did, like the next week.
You know, those are just miracles that God does. It's amazing. So we're going to ask the worship team to come forward, and we're just going to enter into our response time. And this is our time. Now you know what to do in this time, right? It's just to give thanks to God. And if you're struggling with that, write it down. You have a bulletin. Write down what you're grateful for. I hope every single one of you will engage in this time. And then we're going to eat turkey, and we have a lot to be thankful for there, too. Lots of turkey, 10 turkeys or more. And so during this time, you can worship the Lord standing and singing. You can worship the Lord sitting if you'd like. It's however you connect the best. You can maybe journal. You can respond to God in your giving. We have giving stations on the side and in the back. Whatever you need in this time, take it. Meet with God. Give Him thanks. So I'm going to give you a couple questions to respond to. So if you could just bow your heads. Close your eyes. I'm just going to ask you, have you been, maybe there's people in here that have been walking around just as it kind of came out today, complaining or not with a grateful heart, and you're realizing, no, gratitude is a choice, and I need that perspective shift in my life, and you want to kind of make a vow to God today to say, I'm going to choose gratitude, even when it's not going great, and even though the season is not the easiest, I'm going to choose gratitude. Would you raise your hand if that's you today? Awesome, guys. If you're a person that struggles with anxiety and you're realizing that anxiety comes from that doubt in the goodness of God, and you're hearing today that gratitude is a gateway to peace, and you are willing today to make the vow to put that into practice, that when you feel anxious, you're going to start rattling off all the things that God has brought you through, all the things that He's doing in your life, all the things that you're grateful for, and you want to kind of take that on today, would you raise your hand? It's awesome. And if you're hearing this verse, Psalm 91, I'll give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And you're realizing that God has done a lot in your life, but rarely do you share that with someone that doesn't know Him. Rarely do you give Him the glory to your coworkers, your friends, or your family. And you're hearing that today, understanding that you have a story that you need to share with the world around you. And you might not know how to do that all the way, but you want to make the vow to do that, to tell of His wonderful deeds. Would you raise your hand? Awesome, guys. That's so great. We have so much to be thankful for. Just read that again. It says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. As we worship God right now, that's the attitude that we should take, one of gratitude for what He's done. So in the next few minutes, just a few minutes, take this time to worship Him, to tell Him thank you, and in whatever way that you do that best, do it. Sitting, standing, singing, quiet, whatever you need, this time is for you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the way that truth pierces our hearts, God, in the best way. God, the way that your truth helps us step out of kind of our darkness and anxiety and complaining spirits and moodiness and kind of wallowing attitudes into peace and perspective, God, real, true, kingdom-minded perspective. Lord, we thank you for how your word does that. And so, Father, I pray right now that you would help us, Lord, to give thanks to you cheerfully, honestly, genuinely, Father, from our hearts, that people in here could step from anxiety into peace, step from a complaining spirit into a grateful one. Lord, step into sort of this closed off, hoarding all the good things God has done into this storytelling of all your wonderful deeds, Father. You are so good. You're so worthy to be praised. We thank you for every last thing shared and not shared today, God, that you are at work at Village Church. Father, thank you so much. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.